Okay, Rabbosai, we have a lot to cover. I'd like to try to finish some in Kuf Tzadi Zayin today. There's one topic that we haven't really focused on extensively, but it's Kedai, and that's the topic of Tevila B'Shabbos. If you remember, the Rama tells us in Se'if Beis that there are different minhagim as to whether you're allowed to be Tovelas B'Shabbos in the situation that you could have been Tovelas before Shabbos. And the common practice has developed that unless you specifically have a minhag, that women are Tovelas B'Shabbos, even though they could have been Tovelas beforehand. I'm not aware of any community that has a different practice that does not allow a woman to be Tovelas on Shabbos. Now, nonetheless, it's worth noting that Tevila B'Shabbos does involve some potential halachic issues. The Beis Yosef in Simin Kuf Tzadi Tes quotes from a Kolbo, and this is also found in the Raifid in the Sefer Balei HaNefesh, that there's a concern of being Tovelas B'Shabbos because of the chashash of Schita B'Seyar. Schita B'Seyar is basically a halacha as follows. Real din of Schita means that when something is absorbed in a beged and you squeeze it out, so there's some malacha that potentially is involved in that situation, either the malacha of dash or the malacha of melabein. And that really depends on the type of liquid that you're squeezing out. Are you squeezing out water? If it's water, presumably there's melabein. If it's sha'ar mashkim, that could be the malacha of dash. So the question of schita b'seyar is a question that midrabbanan, is there an iser schita in a situation where the liquid was not absorbed, but the liquid is entrapped? Meaning, schita b'seyar is the pshat that between the hairs, there is going to be water that's entrapped. The hairs technically are not halachically boleya the water, but it appears like you're being seichet. Now, in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a big machlokas about schita b'seyar. We are machmir that schita b'seyar is usser. So the question is, how is a woman tovelas b'Shabbos because of the concern of schita b'seyar? That's the Shaila that the Raivin and the Balei HaNefesh asks, and the Beis Yosef and Kuf Tzadi Tes quotes in the Kobo. And the Maisa, it's not so pasha to answer this question, but we can come up with three approaches. At the bottom of the fancy razzle dazzle tour that I have, and Simon Kuf Tzadi Tes, on that note over there, in that Beis Yosef, he quotes that since Chita B'Seir is only a Dinder Rabbanon, so it could be that Lo Gozru, when it comes to Tevilas Mitzvah. When you're going to the mikveh, letaris hatzma labayla, that's considered a mitzvah, so lo gozru. Lo gozru in that case. Maybe, could be. I mean, it's a little bit hard to say that. Right, well, do you know the rabbanon just go away because it's a mitzvah? That would be like an awesome kula, but like, come on, right? It doesn't seem to make so much sense. There are a few other mahalchim that we could take. The Rambam paskins that there's no din of schita b'seyar at all. And it could be that what we do on Friday night is we're just relying on the sheet of the Rambam. Alternatively, there is another mahalach that maybe schita over here is going to be a psik resha deloy nicholei on a din d'rabbanon. You know, there's a tshuva negros moshe where Moshe discusses about washing your beard on Shabbos. Some of you looking around the room actually have beards, no? So how do you wash your beard? Now, if you tell me that you never wash your beard, I'm not interested in that answer. That's like, ooh, right? That's like Kodesh. The Arizal, by the way, is quoted that he never would stroke his beard, no? Because he was worried about pulling out the cyrus and whatever. Some Hasidim considered that there is Kedusha on the hairs of the beard. If you look at an old sperm of Talmid HaChachamim, often you have beard hairs that are stuck inside the Sefer. No? But we're not discussing the Kedusha of the beard now. Right? Now we're discussing, in Yiddish literature, actually, there was one of the Maskilim wrote a whole poem called Dibord, where he made fun of the Charedim that of his time, that they attributed Kedusha to the beard. We don't want to go there. If you take Yiddish literature, so we could discuss it. But it could be like Reb Moshe has a tshuva somewhere. Reb Moshe basically argues that maybe it's going to be like a psik resha d'loy nicholei on its rabbonon. You see, if I don't want the stuff that comes out, right, schita could be schita mishum libon, and it could be schita mishum mefarik. Schita mishum libon, Zakhtar Moshe, does not apply to the body. There's no libun begufa adam. There's no malabain on the human body. Narvas is a concern of schita mishum mefarik. But schita mishum mefarik is only if you want the liquid that comes out, no? If I don't want the liquid that comes out, so one could argue in that situation it's going to be like a psikresha delaini cholein adrabunan, and maybe that's why it's mutter. The pashtus is, however, that we go to the mikveh on Friday night, and we should be careful not to be a sochet, the seyar. We should be careful not to squeeze it out, although we're giving like all this literature, all the lumdis over here, but the pashtus, you should try to be machmir on it. There's another discussion that comes up in Poskim about how do we go to the mikvah on Friday night when our mikvahos are heated. And there's an iser of tevila b'chamin on Shabbos, no? There's an iser b'chitza b'chamin on Shabbos. The minig is that we're not even reichet b'tzainan on Shabbos, but certainly there's an iser b'chitza b'chamin on Shabbos. So those who were in the shir last year when we did Masechta Shabbos, remember that we spoke about the famous divrei chamutus on the bottom of the Rush, who assumes that tevila is not considered the iser b'chitza. The Iser Rechitza, maybe it's not applied to Tevila. Others say that, no, the Iser Rechitza would apply. The Chacham Tzvi is quoted here in the Pesachei Tshuva somewhere, where the Chacham Tzvi tainas that you should try to go to the mikveh during Bein Hashmashes, not when it's dark already. Now, the Cheshbon for that is what? The Cheshbon for that is probably, well, maybe the Iser of Rechitza B'chamin doesn't apply Bein Hashmashes. Right? This would be a big cooler for all the people during the winter who come back late from work on a Friday, no? But that's much worse, because then you're turning on the hot water. Maybe there's no Isra V'chitza if the water is on beforehand, no? But to turn on the water, that's potentially an Isra D'oraisa of heating the water. So that's really bad. But the Chacham Tzvi understands that there's no Isra V'chitza B'chamin during Bein Hashmashes. It happens that the shach over here, the last shach in Ar Simin, is very machmir, that you can't be tovelos b'yom zayin at all. And zok the shach, even if you go to the mikveh in a suffix of yom zayin, you have to go to the mikveh again after it's vadai dark, no? That shach would clearly be against this Chacham Tzvi. Some suggest that maybe when you go to the mikveh on a Friday night, the mikveh shouldn't really be heated, the mikveh should just be lukewarm. There's a discussion in the Pesach on what lukewarm means with Kiva Eger, and Hilchus Shabbos assumes you just have to be mefig tzinasan. You're only allowed to take out the, to take the real cold out of the water. Some say that there's no iser of rechitza at all, but peishrim. It's not at all clear what the heter is that we go to the mikveh on Friday night in a hot mikveh. In fact, nosaf al kach, there's a discussion in the poskim. You know, many Ashkenazi women will learn in Simen Reish do what the Halakha Gaon Seinfeld used to call the double dip. Right? The double dip means Ashkenazi women go down one time, they come up, they make a bracha, go down a second time. And many women have a practice that they go into the mikveh three times, may have practiced seven times. Right? That women take going to the mikveh, as they should, very seriously, and they feel that it's like a spiritual thing, and they try to dunk a few times. Ken Zayin, that on Leil Shabbos Kodesh, the Avni Nezer has this in the tshuva, you should not be tovah more than necessary, no? Because Leil Shabbos Kodesh, there's a concern that you bring tova b'chamin and tevila b'chamin, unless you hold like that divrei chamutus on the Rosh, nitazai pashut, that you're allowed to be tova. Nonetheless, even though we're pointing out all of the problems with tevila b'chamin, b'leil Shabbos Kodesh, but they quote in the biographies that the Alter Rebbe, Zechusa Yogan Aleinu, the Alter Rebbe Chabad said that one of the reasons why he's going to go into Gan Eden is because he insisted that they should heat the mikveh for tevila b'leil Shabbos. You heard this, Alicia? Right? So this is, I don't know, but one thing I do know is that the Alter Rebbe was a Kaddish Oyen. Right? The strict halachic basis of this, Versteh nicht. But the Alter Rebbe said so, we have to take it very seriously. Mr. Kornbluth.
If I may suggest, it sounds like we're trying to encourage women to go.
Yeah. That's a very important thing also. Right. In other words, chas v'cholila. If we're going to be in a situation, the mikveh is cold. I don't know if you ever toiled in the Arizal's mikveh in Spas. It's mamish freezing. No, it's like the coldest thing ever. right? If that's what a mikveh would feel like, women might not want to go. Or a woman might say, chas v'shalom, that she went even though she didn't go, and like, shreklach, that's terrible. So to encourage, right, that's a very good heart, to encourage women to go, that's why we heat the mikveh leil Shabbos Kodesh, even though al pi strict halacha nit azoy pashet. Yes, sir. Again, there's a big machlokus about poshrin. What exactly the temperature of poshrin is, I don't know. I believe our bathtubs in New York City are set that they can't be too hot. You can't have bathtub water over like 120. Theoretically, you could have water coming out of your tap in your kitchen. We looked this up last year, didn't we?
112, this is from Willig.
Yeah, so the Rabbi Willig thing, I don't... again, the exact numbers, I don't remember.
What?
Rav Shlomo Zalman's duck is that Yad Zoledis is 113. I don't think you have to look at it again. I think the tubs are hotter than 113. It's hotter than Yad Zoledis, clearly. What exactly poshrim is, what exactly chamin is, I don't know. One thing I do know is that by some Hasidish and mikvais, like when we lived in Matastar for a summer, so there's like three, you know, the Belzer Beis Medrash up on top of the hill? So there are three different types of mikvahs that you could go into in the Belzer Beis Hamikdash over there. There's a mikvah of Mayim Karim, Mayim Poshrim, and Mayim Chamin. The Mayim Poshrim was hotter than I could handle. The Mayim Chamin, I'd be scared. I'd be scared. The Hasidic Yidden have this ability to be toivel in hot water and in cold water, right, which is beyond what normal human beings can withstand. But I don't know the temperatures. So that's a discussion here. The Nidei Bihuda is Meko, that there's no Isser of Tevila B'Poshrim. Some of the Achronim accept the Nidei Bihuda. It's all here in Sif Katan Beis and the Pesach Tshuva, no? In Sivkot and Beis and the Pesach Tshuva, he gives you the whole literature about that question. You should know it well. It's a question that like some people might decide to ask on the test. Know it well. I like the question. Okay? Now.
Are our mikvahs heated?
Yes.
Our
mikvahs are all heated. There is no such... Now, again, when I say that our mikvahs are heated, there are some places that they won't actually have the heater on Shabbos. Rather, the mikvah will be heated from Friday, and it will gradually cool down over time. That's probably a money-saving thing.
That also be go like right when Shabbos starts.
So if you go right when Shabbos starts, it's going to be much hotter than if you go 2 hours into Shabbos.
It's a large body of water.
It takes a while to cool down, yeah. I mean, again, I don't know. I think all mikvahs in our world are heated on a Friday night. If you want to be machmir, well, I used to tell people that if they want to be machmir not to go into a hot mikvah on Friday night, they should go to the Sfaradi mikvahs, because by the Sfaradim, they let you start being toveles at Shkiyas Hachama rather than at Seis. Right? In Bruyas, you can't be tovel until Nacht, no? They have like this man that they call Nacht. Whatever it is, that's their tzeis, which is like 48 minutes or something after Shkia.
Are you from the Shach, though, if you go to Shkia?
What?
If you go to Shkia...
We'll talk about that Shach later. Wait. Fine. Gentlemen, let's go weiter. Another concern being tovelas on Shabbos is as follows. The Gemara in Beit Zatainas on Yudches, that there's no problem of nireh kemisaking when you go to the mikvah on Shabbos, because it's nireh kemegar. It doesn't look like you're doing tikkun, but it does look like you're cooling down. Now, nishala tasha ela, for us bizman hazeh, we never bathe on Shabbos to cool down. We asered it, so maybe it's going to be aser out to that. So that we could say, you know what, utzerech mitzvah to make on that eser. But there's a bigger problem. There's another din that comes up in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simin Shin Chaf Gimel. The din is, you know, I'm not supposed to be tovel akli on Shabbos, no? When I first became the rabbi here in Washington Heights, so I got a letter from someone in the Breuer's Kehila that they're upset. How come I'm Mako on the Eruv in Washington Heights? And don't I realize that by being Mako on the Eruv, it's leading people to do other Isurim? They saw somebody from my show go to the Kehila Mikvah on Shabbos to be Tovel Akli. So I wrote them back, yeah, taka, being tovel kliyon Shabbos, right, is considered an iser. It's nira kimisakin. It looks like you're, because you, it's also to use the kli until it goes into the mikvah. I told them, whoa, you're jumping to conclusions. You have responsibility to be down with kafschus. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch that there is an olfen that it's mutter to be tovel kli on Shabbos. Let's say you don't have water, and I stick my keli into the mikvah to get water to drink. So I said, maybe you have to down the people in the kafschus that they needed mikvah water to drink on Friday night. And that's how you're able to be toivel kli. Not bad. I mean, it's not so likely. Hey, not bad. Now, the Magen Avraham writes that when you're toivel kli in this eifen, that you're trying to get the water out of the mikvah, zuck the Magen Avraham, don't make a bracha. Because if you make a bracha, who are you kidding? Right? And then you stick, right? Atvila's keli. Atvila, keli, kelim, whatever. You stick it into the mikvah. Who are you kidding? Right? You made a bracha. Of course you're being toivel the keli. No? Letzorech tevila. So Magen Avraham says, when you do it on Shabbos, when you do this trick, don't make a bracha. Zuck the Mishnah Brura. Whoa, if that's the case, I got a problem. My problem is, how does a woman go to the mikvah on a Friday night? Zi zok da brache, zi mach da brache. She goes, she makes a bracha, and 1 second, she makes a bracha. Doesn't that indicate that it's not near a kameka? For the whole heter for going to the mikvah, it looks like I'm cooling down, no? But once I make a bracha, it doesn't look like I'm cooling down, like the Magen Avraham said. So in the Bi'ah Halacha, Shin Chav Gimel has an arichus devarim on this kasha. At first, the Bi'ur Halacha suggests, you know, maybe if you're an Ashkenazi, it's not so bad. Because if you're an Ashkenazi, you first go in and then you make the bracha after. No? So we could say that it still is Nirei Kameikar. But if you're a Sephardi, that you make the bracha before you go in, so it's really a problem. So then the Bi'ur Halacha basically disagrees with the Magen Avraham. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kohen Kagan, Pupko, whatever his name was, whatever the Chofetz Chaim's name was, the Chofetz Chaim says, you know what, we could say that we'll disagree with the Magen Avraham. We're going to say that we will make a bracha, and it's still not nire ke mitzvah, because the actual dunking in the mikvah is nire ke meka, or nire ke mamali keli, in the case of a keli. The fact that you make a bracha, that's something extraneous. And if that's something extraneous, we could say that is why it's going to be mutter. And then the Bi'ur Halacha says, well, maybe this is totally in the machlokes between the Bali HaTosfos and the Rambam. You know, in the Gemara in Yevamos HaMemvav, the Gemara tells us that you're not allowed to accept gerim on Shabbos, no? We don't do gerus on Shabbos. Why not? Why don't you do gerus on Shabbos? So the answer is because there's a bezdin there. And therefore what? So the Bali HaTosfos, the Bali HaTosfos say, since they're Talmidei Chachamim who are omdim al ha-gerus, so it's clear that it's not nira kamegar. It looks like you're misakin mana. And that's what's going to be usher. The Rambam has a different reason, no? The Rambam says, the way the stipler understands the Rambam, that the misakin is a din on the bezdin. Right? The Bi'ur Halacha has a slightly different take on the Rambam, but there's a stipler in Yevamos who understands that the Rambam is saying that the din of tikkun is not the pshat that looks like the fellow is fixed. It looks like the bezdin is doing a pa'ula. The bezdin is accepting the ger. So the Bi'ur Halacha basically suggests that this issue, whether an external factor makes it that like it's not nira kamekar, is totally in the machlokas between the Bali HaTosfos and the Rambam. The Bali HaTosfos who assume, I think I said it a little bit backwards. The Bali HaTosfos assume the reason why we can't be mekabel gerim on Shabbos is because it looks like tikkun gavra on the person. So the Bali HaTosfos is saying, listen, you know, it's going to be usher. Since they're Talmidei Chachamim there, it's going to be also the external thing matters. But the Rambam is saying, no, the external thing doesn't really matter. It's a new din. It really is a tikkun, according to the Rambam. It really is that they're making this guy Jewish. It's not like a nirek nothing, right? Nirez, we won't use what happens on the outside. So this is another discussion that appears in the Shulchan Aruch. Basically, our minhag is that we go to the mikvah on Friday night and we make a bracha. Most women, as far as I know, toivo on a Friday night normally, the same as it would be toivo during the week. Same number of times. Ask your wives whether they were trained to be toveles fewer times on the Friday night. My impression is that women, when they go to the mikvah on a Friday night, if they usually go three times, they go three times again. That's my impression. I might be wrong. And we go on hot mikvah ice, and we make a bracha, and basically we go normally. Yossi Katz.
The Rambam says tikkun?
I mean, the Rambam doesn't use a nusach of tikkun. The stipler understands the Rambam as tikkun.
I just pulled it all up looking at it, just to remember. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says that you can do it in Yesham with Asitim with Tolokli. And the task force, the Rambam, saying that the Rambam thing is what the one that says mutter.
About being Tovel Akli? No, but I'm talking about the Rambam by Geirus.
Right, I'm just saying, because they tie the two together. The tefillah up here, the tefillah up here, are two different things.
I don't know. Correct. I mean, that's what would emerge in the Hanami. The stipler's understanding of the Rambam is that the Rambam is saying that it's that the Beis Din is creating the Jewishness. And that's why it's usher. It's not a nira on the gar for being fixed. I mean, but be it as it may, in the Bir Halacha, in Shin Chav Gimel, he wants to suggest that this issue depends on the Machlokas, Tosas, and Rambam. The Bir Halacha takes the Rambam in a different direction than the stapler does, but for our purposes, it doesn't matter that much. Let's go weiter. Sif Gimel Dalet Hei. The Gemara in Nida, on Samach Zayin, going over to Samach Ches, the Gemara says that we are always tovel belaila. We're not tovel b'yom. Fundamentally, a woman who is a zava could be toveles b'yom. No? Because by a zava we pass in mixes hayom kikulo. By a nida, you have to be tovel belaila. But for us, we're always tovel belaila. We're not tovel b'yom. Zok the Gemara. We're not going to be tovel b'yom on yom zayin. Because of Echshash, Shema Tavoli De Safik. Right? After you go to the mikveh, you sleep with your husband. And in a situation that she went to the mikveh on Yom Zayin, then she'll come home and she'll sleep with her husband. And then she might see Dam that same day. It will be a Goy Muslim Afreya that they were Baal Nida. And that's really bad. So therefore, we don't go to the mikveh by Yom Zayin. And even if she's going to the mikveh on Yom Ches, Yom Tes, we don't go to the mikveh biyom, mishum srach bita, the Gemara says. Srach bita means the concern that the daughter will say, my mommy was super duper orthodox. My mommy went to michlalah. What could be more orthodox than that? Right? And therefore, my mommy, so from, she went to the mikveh during the day. I'm also going to go to mikveh during the day. Like my mommy said. What do they taught me in kallah classes? I'll do minhagi moisenu biyodenu. That's what I'll do. So she'll go to the mikveh during the day, and she's not going to realize that, Mom, he went to the mikveh during the day on day ches. And the tochter, she gets to mikveh, yom zayin. And then the daughter is going to end up, shema tavoi lidei safek. That's what it says in the Gemara. Okay, so we have this din of srach bito. There's a discussion in the Rishonim that whether Srach Bito applies after Chumra de Reb Zera. The Rav Yah is quoted in the Beis Yosef, and he quotes like some other German Rishonim, whatever, that Srach Bito does not apply La Acher Chumra de Reb Zera. However, the Pashtus in the Gemara, as the Beis Yosef notes, is that even after Chumra de Reb Zera, Srach Bito applies. Because there are people who say in the Gemara, Rav Papa, says that what? That you shouldn't go to the mikveh during the day, only at night. And if you're in a town where the mikveh is closed at night, so then we'll allow you to go during the day on Dei Ches, no? Now the fact that that's Rav Papa saying that indicates that B'lav Hachi, we would not permit going to the mikveh B'yoim. Asking Rav Idi Benarish L'mitbo B'yoma D'tmanya Mishum Aryavasa. There are lions. So you say you could go to the mikveh on Yom Ches. Rav Acha Bar Yanke B'pupunya Mishum Ganvi. Rav Yehuda B'pumpadisa Mishum Tzina. Rav B'mechuzah Mishum Avuloi. Right? Rav and Mechuzah said you could go B'yom on Yom Ches because the Sha'orim of the ear were closed at night. Rav is after Rav Zera. Zetmin, you see, that even after the Chumrah de Reb Zera, the only reason you could go during the day is because of this chash, that since the gates to the city are locked at night, you know, the Sri Dayesh has tshuvas about this, no? After the Nuremberg laws, so many communities did not allow people out in the streets at night. No? They don't allow you out in the streets at night. So what do you do about going to the mikveh? You go during the day. But you can't go during the day in Yom Zayin, because that's a real iser, because Shema Tovu L'Yedei Safek. So you go during the day on Yom Ches. Right? That's what it says in the Gemara. But the fact that Rava's doing that indicates that this is after Chumrah de Reb Zera, against the Shita that the Rav Yon, the German Rishonim, quote. Now, there is a discussion here in the Tosfos on Samach Zayin Amid Beis that Rabbeinu Tam said as follows. Mihu Omer Rabbeinu Tam She'enk Peda Rak Kishatoshuv Lebeisa Shigia Laila Ve'en Sarach She'teitze Balaila Mi Beisa Deshuv Lo yavo lidei safek. Rabbeinu Tam says that she doesn't have to leave her house once it's nighttime. She just has to come back once it's night. Now, if you read between the lines, the fact that Rabbeinu Tam had to say this is because Rabbeinu Tam had a brother named the Rashbam. And the Rashbam said the opposite. The Rashbam is saying, according to this version of Tosfos, that the woman would have to leave home after dark. And the Rabbeinu Tam is saying, no, you don't have to leave home after dark, you just have to come home after dark. Now, again, the Beis Yosef notes that if she's going to be doing the chafifa in the mikveh, she'll be preparing in the mikveh, so of course you could leave during the day. Because the daughter knows, yeah, sure, mommy left during the day. That doesn't mean mommy is being tovelas during the day. Mommy is just going to shower during the day. No? You're allowed to shower during the day. You're allowed to prepare for the mikveh during the day. But mommy is not being tovelas during the day. So that would be okay. But in a situation where you would do the chafifa at home, Rabbeinu Tam says you're allowed to leave during the day. As opposed to the Rashbam who says you have to wait to leave until after night. That's this Tosfos. The Tosfos HaRosh, however, has a different version. The Tosfos HaRosh quotes that the Rashbam is saying, Rashbam HaYamachmir Shelo Titboil Ad Shetechshach. No? According to the simple Girsa in our Tosfos, the Rashbam is saying she has to leave home after dark. But according to the Tosfos HaRosh's version, in my Gemara, it's two lines on the bottom, in the first column of Tosfos HaRosh. According to my Tosfos HaRosh, it says the Rashbam would say you can't go to the mikveh until after dark. Which would mean that the Rabbeinu Tam is saying you can go to the mikveh before dark. Okay, not bad. But then there's a more fundamental question. When Rabbeinu Tam said that you don't have to leave after dark, or you don't have to go to the mikveh after dark, either Tosis's version, Tosis HaRosh's version, is the Rabbeinu Tam talking about Biyom Zayin or Biyom Ches? Meaning, Rabbeinu Tam has a kula over here. The kula of the Rabbeinu Tam is that you're allowed to go to the mikveh at the end of the day, before dark, right? But is he only making on that Biyom Ches? Or is he even making on that Biyom Zayin? This is one of the biggest topics of discussion in Judaism. And like many things, it depends. I think one of the Sfarim that Rabbi Glickman, one of the television shows Rabbi Glickman, Olav Shalom, wanted to come up with was called Pshat Eye for the Brisker Guy. Right? Pshat Eye for the Brisker Guy, in the sense of you could have all these hakiras in the world, but Vushtate. What do the words actually say? So, if you read the words here in our Tosfos, it says, Shuv lo yavo lidei safek. That Rabbeinu Tam is saying, lo tavo lidei safek. In the Tosfos HaRosh, in Tosfos HaRosh's presentation of this machlokus between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosfos HaRosh says, lech olameichash l'srach bita. That means that the Tosfos HaRosh's presentation of the machlokus, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, is that Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam are saying that biyom ches, we have a machlokes, whether you can go to the mikveh towards the end of the day and come home at night, or rather, even biyom ches, you have to go to the mikveh only at night. That's the Tosfos HaRosh's presentation, because Tosfos HaRosh writes, srach bita. But our Tosfos's presentation, as the Pshat Eye guy says, our Tosfos's presentation is Shalotavo Lidei Safek. Shalotavo Lidei Safek means Yom Zayin concern, no? That means, according to our Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam would be mako to go to the mikveh on Yom Zayin before dark, providing you come home after dark, no? But according to Tosfos HaRosh's version, you can't go to the mikveh on Yom Zayin ever. On Yom Ches, Rabbeinu Tam would say you could go to the mikveh before dark and come home after dark. The Tor has the version of the Tosfos HaRosh. Not at all surprising. They were related to each other, no? The Tor talks about Adoni Uvi HaRosh, no? Again, what the Rush says in his halachos over here is somewhat more confusing. The Lashon and the halachos, I think you could go back and forth. And in Igris Moshe, Chelak Gimel Simen Samach, he spends time on what the Rush says in the Rush. But the Tosfos HaRosh is clear that it's a din of Srach Bito, which is clearly on Yom Ches, and that's what the Torah says. The Shach, Zechusa Yugein Olayni Umayn. The Shach writes, you guys speak Hasidish. The Shach writes that there is zero heter to go to the mikveh on Yom Zayin during the day. Zero heter. Zuck the Shach, that when the Ramah is mekel in Seif Gimel, that a Kala can go to the mikveh b'yom, says the Shach, that's only when the Kala is going to the mikveh b'yom ches. Biyom Zayin, according to the Shach, zero heter to go to the mikveh biyom at all. And the Shach writes in Sifkatan Yud Aleph that even Bein Hashmashos, if you go to the mikveh, no? Lo also lo tevila. Even Bidiyeved, if you go to the mikveh on Yom Zayin, says health garnished. It doesn't help. You gotta go a second time after it's really dark. Azoy Shteitin Shach. Elijah Kramer of Vilna. We call him the Gain. The Gain, I think, Domani, Niralafi and the Estati, that the Gon is disagreeing with the Shach on a fundamental level. And Afaresha Tzichati. You see, what the Shach is saying is that the Machlokes Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam is Biyom Ches. But for Yom Zayin, there is zero heter to go to the mikvah b'yayin. However, the Goyin, look at a Goyin, the Likut Os Yud. On the Ramah, when the Ramah writes that Kamo still to the mikvah b'yom, the Goyin invokes the Rabbeinu Tam. You see that? You notice that? Meredik a Goyin. This Goyin is teaching me two things, it seems. One, the Goyin is paskening like the Rabbeinu Tam against the Rashbam. No? The Shach says, we paskin like the Rashbam against the Rabbeinu Tam. No? That's how the Shach begins, Sif Katin Vav. The Shach, Sif Katin Vav says, we paskin like the Rashbam against the Rabbeinu Tam. Goyin says, I paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam against the Rashbam. And you get the impression from the Goyin that he's even saying that the Kala can go to the mikvah B'yom Zayin. Because if it would only be B'yom Ches, you should say something. Stam Tevila is B'yom Zayin. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zechusa Yugan Alayni Umayin. Reb Moshe Shufa, Chela Gimel Simin Samoch. Reb Moshe thinks that the majority of poskim hold, you're allowed to go to the mikvah B'yom Zayin, Samoch L'chashecha. However, the Piskei Tshuva over here quotes from the Chsam Sofer, Zchusa Yugan Alayni, that the Chsam, this is the Piskei Tshuva, this is the Piskei Tshuva, I believe, Sif Katin, Tess. No? The Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Chsam Sofer that if you go to the mikvah v'yom, you have to make sure that the woman does not come home when it's still daytime. You see, this concern of Shalot Tavuli Dei Safek, the concern that maybe the couple will sleep together, and it will end up that she's a Nida L'mafreya, that's a real concern. So says the Chsam Sofer, she is not allowed to go home. She is not allowed to go home until dark. Not only can she not go home until dark, the Chsam Sofer says she can't even go into her friend's house until dark. She can't go into anyone's house until dark. Reb Moshe writes that when you go to the mikvah early, what we can do is, most often this only comes up on the Friday nights after Moshe, and what you should do is, you have to read this from Moshe inside. I'm not lying to you. He really says this. Moshe writes, you know what? The husband should be in shul, and the wife then can go home. Moshe says, the reason why the Chsam Sofer says that she can't go to her friend's house is because we're worried that the husband is going to know she's in the friend's house, and they're going to come lead a yichud. And therefore, we won't allow her even to go to her friend's house. But if the husband's in shul, says her Maisha, no self-respecting man would ever leave shul early. Rabbi Forst writes in the footnote, Kasha Lahovin Devarav. No? A little bit hard to understand. But that's what Maisha says. That the husband's in shul, he's not going to leave early. Come on. Right? In other words, when Moshe's understanding that the concern is that the couple's going to come lead a yichud. And therefore, when Moshe writes, in a situation where yichud is not shaykh, husband's in shul, she's at home, he's not going to come home, no shaykhus of yichud, therefore it's mutter. More than that, when Moshe has a line in that same tshuva, he writes, once you have kids, so there's no concern for yichud. Once you have older kids, no concern for yichud. Therefore, it's mutter to be in the same house. Most poskim say, whoa. Reb Moshe, you're being super duper machmir over here. Super duper mekel, I should say. Super duper mekel. Reb Moshe, you're saying that she can go to the mikvah on Yom Zayin and come home in a situation when yichud is in shayach? That's like Mavral Arayin. That's, maybe Rabbi Forst like says, most poskim don't assume that way. Remember, there's a whole school on Puskin. If you look at the Mishmaris HaTahara, you look at Mosparim, they completely in Gansen reject the Rabbeinu Tam. They follow the Shach. You can't go to the Mikvah B'Yom Zayin. End of discussion. Rabbi Willick says, never go to the Mikvah B'Yom Zayin. The Sidur Tahara over here quotes from the Avodas HaGershuni L'Chacham Tzvi that going to the Mikvah B'Yom Zayin does help. Reb Moshe Paskins that way. And then Reb Moshe assumes that the real concern is Alz Yichud. The reason they can't be in the same house as Alz Yichud, therefore when Yichud is in Shayich, it's okay. Reb Shechter Shlita, Paskins, like the Reb Moshe, like the Sidur Tahara, like this entire school. Now, the Sridei Eish has a tshuva in the Siman Pei Beis, where the Sridei Eish assumes that the real reason why she can't go to someone else's home, according to the Chassam Sofer, is because of the concern of Srach Bita of the other person's daughter. No? If Yentl goes to Genendel's house, so Genendel, ze oichet hata tochter, und der tochter von Genendel, ze tracht as a heilige Freu wie Yentl. Can it sein, as he hat gegangen zum Mikve beim Tod? Das ist nicht scheich. Right? So therefore,
why do you think she's going to tell us?
She's going to know, because come on, women don't walk in the street. Why do you think Yentl was coming to just schmooze with Genendo at night? Right? The only reason why Yentl was out at night is because she went to the mikvah. That's what the daughter knows. Come on. By the way, you see from this halacha Srach Bita, by the way, just, it's not sneistic for kids to know when mommy goes to the mikvah, obviously. But you're also not supposed to completely hide it. When kids are older, they figure out, you know, mommy says I have to go out tonight. But the older kids really know why. And it's not something, it's a healthy sexual education to know that mommy goes to the mikvah. No? We don't talk about it in public. But the din of Srach Bita means that the daughter is onto something. No? It's not so hidden that the daughter doesn't know. And according to the Sridei Eish, even Genendel's daughter is going to know that Yentl went to the mikvah. Right? No? You want to raise your children in a way that they're sexually healthy, and they know. Would people mind if we dab a mincha in the room after, so we can just go on for another 5 minutes and I can finish the sugya? Is that okay? Fine, everybody voted yes. Thank you. Right?
Russia.
What?
It's like Russia here.
No, it's like the U.S. Democratic Party. In the 2016 elections. Thank you very much. Alex Jones. Whatever. My guess is 90% of you don't know who Alex Jones is. Is that correct? You know who it is.
He's my Rebbe. Horse.
He's your Rebbe?
Makes sense.
Yeah, it actually does. You probably like Ben Shapiro also. Okay, not for now. One of the more difficult hespedim I had to give, I sat down with like the kids or someone who had been nifter, and I said, like, so tell me, what did your father like? So, like, Dad really liked Ben Shapiro, and he really liked Trump. I'm like, what else did Dad like? That was, like, the first thing that came out of their mouth. Dad really liked Ben Shapiro and Trump. I'm like, okay, this is going to be hard. You have no idea what I'm talking about, right? Baruch Hashem. Okay, now, I do think that, like, as an educational matter, the Din of Srach Bita indicates that although it says in Shulchan Aruch that a woman is supposed to be master lo tvilosa, and then of Kuf Tzadiches, it says that, that doesn't mean that no one's going to know. Being master lo tvilosa means that we don't talk about it. We don't publicly discuss with our kids, like, what we're doing, obviously. But when kids are older, let's be honest. No, I really can't help you with your trigonometry homework tonight. Why not? I'm going out. Mom, why are you going? I'm going out. Mom, why? I'm going. Right? That's what happens. That's a common conversation once you have teenagers. Right? That's not so bad. Right? That's the way it's supposed to be on some level. I think that's the din of strach bita, kachner lofi aniyastati. Bekitzer hama'aseh, Rev Moshe paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam, and he paskins like the kuladik version of the Rabbeinu Tam, that even biyom zayin she could go to the mikvah, providing she comes home at night, or providing that when she comes home during the day to light candles for Shabbos, the husband's already in shul. That's what Rav Moshe writes. The shul omeshiv and Rav Moshe and the end of the tshuva sounds like as long as they don't have yichud, it might be okay. There are major, major poskim who say that you could never go to the mikvah biyom zayin during the day. Never. I happen to be more of a Talmud of Rav Shechter than I am a Talmud of Rabbi Willig. I give women permission to go to the mikveh during the day, like Rav Moshe, like the Sidrei Tahara, etc. But you only do this in a really good situation. For example, a few years ago I had the following case. A couple had gotten married. Like many couples, you get married in like March. And then Leil HaSeder comes up, and it's your first Pesach with your in-laws. And the daughter's got to go to the mikvah Seder night. What do you do in that case? Now, if there's one time when you really want to start a meal on time, right? There's no, right? So what do you do in that case? So I gave a kula that the woman could go to the mikvah biyom on Yom Zayin, on Erev Pesach, and come home, like Rav Moshe said, after the husband is already out in shul. I also told the husband that he should say that he's makbid to say Hallel in shul, Leil HaSeder, to get a few extra minutes. No? To get a few extra minutes. And then everyone went with him, but saying Hallel, Leil HaSeder is a good thing in shul, no? Right? So you say Hallel, Leil HaSeder, you come back home, she's already home, it's kind of normal. Right? If she would, again, kind of normal doesn't mean that no one knows, no? If you think your in-laws don't know when you're at their house and you say, you know what, I have to go out. Remember the first time, one of the times that we're at my in-laws' house during first year that we got married, we're there because my brother-in-law got engaged and his new fiance is home for Shabbos. And we can't get out of this one. And my wife is supposed to go to mikvah. So what do you do in this case? So the basic thing that you do is you tell your mother that, Mom, I gotta go out. And Mom really understands. You know, she's been there also. She really understands why you say you have to go out. And if there's no other way, right, so you even spell it out, why you gotta go out. Obviously, we try to be tsanu in our Lashon, but there's no other way. That's what you do. And you know what? Mom is smart. Mom can cover for you. That's the basic idea. So Leil HaSeder, I was makel on the woman going to the mikvah Yom Zayin during the day. Some of that brother was saying that maybe you could only go to the mikvah Yom Zayin during the day if it would be a situation where you can't go to the mikvah Biyom Ches or Biyom Tes. Okay. I had a case like that one time. Had a couple who had arranged to go on a cruise for their honeymoon. In our communities, you don't do honeymoons right after you get married because of Dab Besum. You go on your honeymoon a few weeks later. So the cruise is leaving New York, and they're not going to dock for a few days until they're like some Caribbean island. And there's no way for her to go to the mikveh when she's on the boat because, you know, woman overboard, like, it don't work like that. Yeah, the ocean is like mikveh here, mikveh everywhere, but La Maisa, you know, you can't really just jump off, right? It would be bad. So what do you do? So it was Yom Zayin, right? The cruise left right after dark, but you have to board the cruise ship a few hours before it leaves. Like, you have to show them your passport. It's like a whole thing to board a cruise ship. So I gave a kula that she should go to the mikvah on Yom Zayin and then go on board the cruise ship. The case of the Leil Seder, the woman was in Highland Park, so the Rav of Highland Park or something called me up to say, who are you? How come you said she could go to the mikvah biyom? It's, by the way, it's inconvenient. You know, you need a mikvah lady who's going to be there to watch her. So I told her the whole thing. He's like, who passes up? I'm like, Rav Shechter. He's like, oh, okay, that's already, right? That's not bad. The case of the cruise was a she went to the west side mikvah, because the cruise ship leaves. The west side mikvah is much easier going than other mikvahs. So they're like, okay, fine, we'll open it up early. It really was not as big of a deal. Yeah. What? Oh, so with the cruise, how did we avoid? So in that case, I had no alternative but to rely on the Shol Meishiv, etc. They shouldn't have Yichud. The minhag of cruises leaving is that everyone stands outside on the deck and you wave when the cruise leaves. So I'm like, yeah, you stand outside and you wave. Don't go into your cabin. Don't have Yichud. Right. In other words, we try as much as possible then not to see each other, but if it's not possible not to see each other, so you rely on that line in remotion, the Shalom Meshiv, that they, what's it called? Yeah?
Is there any discussion as to exactly when it's Tasha?
Exactly when?
We talked about when the Shalom starts. We talked about Shkia time. Is on the other end, is there like any give or take?
About when Seis is?
That, I guess.
Oh, there's tons of gimmick, but that's like a general halakhic discussion. In Breuers, they have their share of Nacht, whatever, it's like 47, 48 minutes after Shkia. I think the mikveh here is not open until that time, generally. Other different communities have different shiurim, whatever it is. Yossi, and then, yeah.
How subtle is it? How's it taste? Like, is it about,
say,
she will
sleep? Yeah, it's a Ramesh that Chuvah speaks about, like, if the mikveh is a couple of hours away and she has to drive back or something. This sometimes happens when you're out of town on vacation and stuff like that. Again, generally speaking, we are very hesitant to give the kula to go beyom Zion, because the pashtus is the kula is against Shulchan Aruch. Although Gedolei HaPos can feel this way, we try not to give it. Rav Shechter, I think Shai told me a few weeks ago about Rav Shechter. It was a case that they were like very far away from a mikvah, and the only thing she could have done was to go to the mikvah like mamish in the morning on Yom Zayin. So Shechter said, no, Rabbeinu Tam is only matir samach l'shkia, whatever that means, like late in the afternoon, not in the morning.
Is it valid for Erev Yom Tov if I want to have time then to put on makeup, do my nails, because...
Again, each case has to be balanced. Again, in general, it's not so posh. It's obviously, you know, this has to be really worked out. It has to be worked out. These are not pashat kulas. One of the rabbanim here in yeshiva is now like on an advisory panel that like some kala teachers or whatever are sending him a whole bunch of shilas. So last week we got like 10 shilas about scenarios when you would permit going to mikvah b'yom zayin or not. So he forwarded them to me. So I wrote, like, each case, you know, you have to discuss, you have to figure out the mitzvah. It's not something that I could give you a general klal. If it's a fertility, last night I got a phone call from a woman. She wanted to know, can she go to the mikveh Yom Zayin during the day because she's flying from Chicago to New York to be with her in-laws for Pesach and the flight is on Wednesday, whatever it is. She has like this whole cheshbon about why. So I'm like, yeah, but can you just like lose $50 and arrange for a slightly different flight? They're like, sometimes, you know, we don't give these kulas away easily. Like, and if there are alternatives, I think the Rabbeinu Tam is what to rely on, but not so pashat. That's basically what I'm getting at. I just want to make two other points over here in this, the end of Kuf Tzadi Zayin. I'm thinking next week, by the way, of skipping Kuf Tzadi Ches temporarily and doing Kuf Tzadi Tes and Reish before Yontif, to try to do those simonim quickly and get them in before Pesach. Right? Maybe we'll try to have three shiurim next week. Before Yontiv, like maybe Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, something, have three shiurim, get them in, and do Kuf Tzadi Ches, which is like all the dinim of Chatzitza, do them after Yontiv. That's what I was just thinking about. Okay, just one other ha'ara quickly. It says in Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Zayin that when there's an onus, like she's scared to be tovel belayla because it's too cold, etc., so then you could be tovelas biyom ches mi ba'od yom, but not biyom zayin. Right? That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Chamudei Daniel is quoted in the Pizkei Tshuvah Sifkat Yud Aleph that the ones has to be a ones for all the women in town. That the cases in the Gemara is that there are lions or the city gates lock at night. If it's an ones just for the individual, it doesn't help. The problem is that the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet that the einus would be if the woman is sick. So everyone asks that the Rambam l'cha'or is against this Chamudei Daniel. Moreover, the Chamudei Daniel is against the Chamudei Daniel. Reb Chaim Kohn in the Badei HaShulchan in the Be'urim, page 13, points out that if you look in the Pisrei Tshuva Sof Sif Katan Gimel, he quotes in the Chamudei Daniel that you can be toveles b'yayim ches when you yotzei l'derech. So l'cha'or, that's a case where it's an individual concern, it's not a concern for the entire community, and that seems to be associated with Chamudei Daniel. So this leads Reb Chaim Kohn to say a new pshat in the Chamudei Daniel. The Bible suggests that what the Chamudei Daniel means is that, yeah, I have an einus because I'm sick. But being sick is the type of situation that if anyone would have it, they couldn't go to the mikvah. No? I am Yotzei L'Derech. If anyone would be Yotzei L'Derech, right, the same thing would happen. This, what the Chamudei Daniel in Sifkatin Yud Aleph is referring to is when something is subjektivi legamere. Right, do I have to translate into English? There's something completely subjective. If I have a fear that no normal human being has, in that situation, the Chamudei Daniel would not allow us to go to the mikvah early. Again, the Shach and Sifkatin Yud Aleph we mentioned, Gong and Sif Hei, the Shach seems to be against the whole school of Poskim, as kind of Arenu. Let's break now. Can we daven mincha like here in like 2 minutes? Is that okay?